The sound of an angry male voice jolted me awake. The throbbing in my head was so steady it was almost comforting, until I realized that I was not, in fact, in my own bed. Nor was last night's outfit in sight. Instead, I was wearing a pair of unnervingly tight gray Calvin Klein boxer briefs and a giant white t-shirt that read Sports Club LA. "Don't panic," I instructed myself, trying to make out the words of the faraway male voice. "How many times do I have to tell you? You simply cannot wash Patisi sheets in hot water." The male voice was shouting now.
"Yes, sir. I am sorry, sir," said a whimpering female voice with a Spanish accent.
"I'm keen to believe that, Manuela, I really am, but this just cannot continue. I'm afraid I have to dismiss you." I heard some rustling and muffled crying, and then there was nothing but silence until the door slammed shut a few minutes later. My stomach sent me the signal that it wasn't going to tolerate its hangover much longer, and I glanced around frantically to locate the bathroom. I was rooting around for my clothes when he walked in.
"Hello," he said, barely glancing in my direction. "Are you feeling all right? You were fairly pissed last night."
His appearance distracted me to such an extent that I actually forgot I was about to be sick. He looked even tanner than I remembered, which was only highlighted by a skin-tight white t-shirt, flowy white pants, and some of the straightest, brightest teeth I've ever seen in a British mouth. He was like Enrique in The Tycoon's Virgin Bride, his looks utterly begging to be on a dust jacket.
Yeah, I guess I was. "This, has never really happened to me before. I'm afraid I don't even remember your name."
He sat down next to me on the pillow. "I'm Philip. Philip Weston. And don't worry about it."